Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Let's go. Let's just go. Come on.
How happy are you today that you bought an air conditioner for your dojo, dude, huh?
Hey, listen, man, my electric bill's going through the roof. I've got the ceiling fan on, the door open, the new air conditioner. Thanks, Paul Decker. Everything in the dojo, and it still feels like it's about 90 degrees in here.
Well, it's 89 degrees outside, so without that, think about that. Seriously, if you didn't have that air conditioner, it'd be well over 90 degrees
in the dojo.
You know
what, Kenny? I hate to be that guy, but it's just too damn hot, isn't it?
No, dude. And we can open this up for discussion today because I hate the winter. I despise the winter. I hate snow. I hate wind chill. I hate winds. I hate cold weather. So for me, I will deal with 85, 89, 92, 95, even 100 degree temperatures, even with like 90% humidity over winter weather any day of the week.
Oh, this is why you're wrong. You're talking to a guy that sweats in the shower. I mean, I think about it and I start sweating. I can't stand it. I worked all weekend long, and no matter whether or not I took a fan with me, because I've got one of those nice, you know, the fans that dry your floor?
Yeah.
I don't know what they look like, a conch shell, for lack of a better term. I don't know what they're called. But this thing's like it's like a portable air conditioner. I take it everywhere I go. So once I get set up and I'm working, I've got that air conditioner on me or this fan, whatever you want to call it, and I'm cool until I've got to tear down. And it's like you unplug one thing and boom, man, it just starts like sweating buckets.
So you prefer winter over summer?
Well,
do you?
Not necessarily winter because, you know, I can't stand it when it gets dark so early, but
right.
I just can't stand when you're sweating, doing nothing, man. You want to go out to dinner or something. You get dressed up. Maybe you put on, you know, maybe a nice pair of, maybe a nice polo shirt, nice pair of slacks or something. Sweat. Can't go out.
You just said slacks. Look at you. You're old. You call them slacks.
Well, what are you going to call them? Golf pants. Have you tried the new golf pants lately?
I have the Lululemons.
Well, they're not necessarily Lululemon, but I think they took a page out of Lululemon's book.
Really?
Nike, Under Armour. These are not cheap, dude. They're like 80, 90 bucks if you catch them on sale.
Wow, well, that's right up with the Lululemons. They're not cheap either.
It's like that new microfiber tries to keep you cool because a lot of the private clubs, and you know me, if I do decide to golf, it's going to be in a private club. I'm not hacking it up with these other hacks at the local course. I got to look good. I got to look the part because I stink.
Right.
But, man, to look the part, I'm telling you, they are expensive. But, man, the fabric is so – it'll keep you cool. Because they don't want you to wear shorts at the private course.
I was going to say, is that what it is? Because I remember years ago, my buddy Chad Gibson, he's advertised with us. We've been to Bunker Hill before. Before Chad owned Bunker Hill Golf Course in Medina, I would go there and I would play with a tank top and shorts. And then about three holes into it, I'd they'd come out and say, you're not allowed to wear a tank top on the golf course.
Come
and I'm
like,
wait a second. There's a foursome ahead of me that has four. No, wait, listen. There's a foursome ahead of me that has four women playing in the group ahead of me. And they all have tank tops on. So women are allowed to wear tank tops, but guys aren't allowed to wear tank tops on the golf course.
So now you're going to pull the gender card?
Yeah, but what's the difference?
That's terrible. There's a huge difference. They take care of themselves. They shave their armpits.
I shave my armpits.
All baloney.
I do. I shave on a regular basis. I have the manscaping machine or whatever it is.
That doesn't surprise me that you would shave your armpits, but still.
Absolutely.
Most guys don't, and you stink. You got to look the part. At least look the part.
Dude, what's wrong with nice shorts and a nice tank top playing golf on a hot, sunny day, man?
You sweat, you smell, you stink.
What, you're saying women don't smell and sweat and stink?
No, they take care of themselves. It's called hygiene. proper hygiene.
I take care of myself. No, I wear deodorant every day. I shave my but I shave my pits.
I don't know why I'm arguing with you. You're probably right. You probably do, but most men don't. How about that?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You won't sweat as much. There's the key to why you shave your pits.
First of all, there's two problems with you wearing a tank top. One,
what?
Yeah. You don't have any arms, okay?
Yeah, I know that.
You're not entitled. You lost your tank top card when you stopped working out about 30 years ago. Two, you stink. You can't wear a tank top.
I don't stink. I you know what? The tank top, it's comfortable. It lets air circulate so you don't stink as much.
Man.
That's the thing. So anyway, they made me put a T-shirt on,
yes.
Okay, when I played, right? So I still don't think it's fair, though, that women can wear tank tops on a golf course and guys can't.
Well,
that
they
still ticks me
off.
They
wear those, what do they call them, skirts? They're shorts and skirts? What do you call it, a skort?
Skort? Is it called a skort?
I think it is.
Shorts, shirt. Is it? No, it would be a shirt. You can't call it a shirt.
Yeah. It's a skort.
Skort. It's a skort.
Yeah, they wear those. You could probably get away with that. I think you could get away with it.
I'd look good in that with a tank top on top of that.
Yeah, or a kilt. You would look great in a kilt.
I'd look fabulous in a kilt. My son has worn a kilt and had his senior picture. Some of his senior pictures taken. His grandmother's from Scotland, so he wore a kilt for her.
And where was golf invented?
There you go, that way.
How are they going to tell
you? Pond.
How are they going to tell you you can't wear that if you're golfing?
Right. Yep, exactly.
If you wanted to wear a kilt, if you went to a private course and they said no shorts permitted,
right,
and you showed up wearing a kilt, they'd have to let you play.
They'd have to let me play. Absolutely. Now the kilt's
my
made out of wool.
My grandparents' grandparents invented this game. How dare you tell me how to dress?
That's absolutely. And,
well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Well, yeah.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Doesn't matter
Thank
if it looks good.
Much, yeah.
It is the sport. It's the proper attire for golf.
Get dressed. You're playing golf today.
Give me my kilt.
Kilt.
Hey, we saw a guy in a kilt the other day. We were downtown. We were having dinner downtown last week, and some dude walked down Cleveland Avenue, so to speak. He had a kilt.
He was wearing. Why was he rocking the kilt?
He was rocking the kilt. Well, entertainment district. You know, it's a fashion statement, I guess.
Fashion statement. Yeah. Okay. Was it made out of wool? Because
Couldn't tell.
The thing. A lot of kilts are made out of wool. This hot weather, that ain't good.
I wasn't going to spend too much time looking at the kilt.
You didn't roll down the window and say, "Hey, is that kilt made out of wool?
No,
what are you doing?"
He walked right by us. Lisa says, "Look at this guy. He's wearing a kilt." So I looked at it. I wasn't going to go talk to the dude. You're going to talk to a guy. You're going to talk to a guy walking down the street downtown Canton. Hey, nice kilt. Where'd you get that thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, how many times do you see a guy wearing a kilt? Seriously.
Okay.
And why do you think he wore the kilt? Probably to get a mention or two. Somebody talked to him. Here's what you should have said. Hey, where are the bagpipes?
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
That
would have been funny. Mm. That would have been good.
Yeah,
That would have been perfect. He would have laughed and chuckled at you.
While you sit in your residential estate there in Medina on top of the hill, I'd like to see you talk to somebody downtown Canton walking in front of you with a kilt.
I would have said something. I might not have said the bad bagpipe thing, but I would have said something.
I'd
asked him where he got it. Hey, where'd you get the kilt, man?
That's
pretty sweet. Was it plaid? Was it a plaid kilt?
No, I told you, I wasn't spending a lot of time. All I saw is that he had a kilt on or a skirt, and I think it was a kilt. I'm sure it was a kilt.
Okay. So, what do you do to stay cool then? Do you have a trick other than the air conditioner? Is there anything you do to stay cool?
No, that's just it. You try to stay in the shade. You're working outside. I worked outside two of the three times over the weekend. Man, I had such a long weekend. We started off M-Bar on Friday night, and then I did a open house at the Powerhouse Gym on Saturday. Now, that was inside the gym.
Were you tweeting about that?
Yes.
It was on Facebook or something.
It was everywhere, all over social media. They had all these great specials going on and discounts and everything, but that was from 10 until 2. Turned back around, worked at Jersey's on Fulton Saturday night, 6 o'clock until 2 a.m., and they had shout out to anybody who went to Crenshaw Junior High in the city that it showed up. The junior high, Crenshaw, used to be a middle school junior high. It went back and forth. It was a junior high when I was there. Then it ended up being a middle school. And they have a reunion every year. You know, a high school reunion?
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody that showed up for the Crenshaw. I want to still call it junior high reunion. They were there Saturday night and then turned back around, did the show at the radio station, and then had Dusty Armadillo yesterday for Sunday Funday, which was phenomenal. Just whooped.
I bet it was packed, right?
I mean, with
the weather and everything. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. What did I do? You know what? I was worried. I've been having a lot of bees flying around the apartment home, right? So, and I'm thinking it's this big bush that we have out in front, of the apartment house. And you look at this bush, and it has like two bonsai trees growing out of the bush. There's something wrong with this bush, right? So I'm thinking the two bonsai trees, or whatever trees they are, the bees are attracted to the bonsai tree growing out of the bush, because there's bees everywhere. So, the maintenance guy comes over today, Sean. I said, hey, Sean, I said, man, I got bees up there that are flying into my garage. And you can see up there, I've been spraying up there, and I got them, they're flying into this bush. And my blue garbage can, we have the garbage company comes every Friday to pick it up.
Yep.
So, we live in a apartment home neighborhood, right? So everybody puts their blue garbage can out on Friday, right? And so he's looking around. He says, wait a second. He says, you leave this out here for a few days, don't you? I said, yeah, the garbage can. He bent down. He looked up. Dude, they were building a nest in the handle of my garbage can.
Wow.
There was a hornet's nest in the handle of my garbage can. He said, here's where they're flying to. And I went and I got my can of wasp spray or whatever, turned the garbage can on its side, sprayed that sucker.
You're just going to irritate him. You need my bee guy. How many times do I have to tell you this story? The bee guy is a professor at Malone. He will come extract the bees, the wasps, the hornets, whatever. He sends them overseas for money.
Right.
They make medicine out of this stuff.
Does it cost me money to have him come to Medina? He'll do it for free?
Well, Medina, you might have to buy him something. Maybe send him up there. But I'm telling you, he'll do this depending upon how many are there and how much money he makes. It's worth a phone call. I'll text you his number.
All right, text me his number because we're going to take care of the garbage can, obviously, with the wasp spray and everything like that, and clean that out at night.
Text it to me. Jeff B. Removal. That's how I've got it in my phone.
Jeff B. Removal.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm curious about the bees that are going into the ceiling or the V, where the garage meets the V at the top or whatever. There's like a little bit of an opening, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the A-frame. And we saw bees flying in there. And Sean's like, well, I'm going to come spray there later tonight and take care of the handle.
You can't do that. That's the wrong thing. Who was your maintenance guy, Schroeder? What was the guy's name? Was
it one day bees at least? I don't care if they're alive or not.
Let me tell you why you can't do that, because you're just going to irritate them. The only way to get rid of them is to go after the queen. The queen isn't up there building anything. If you just kill a few of them, dude, there's hundreds of thousands of them. They're just going to keep coming in waves.
That's what worries me.
That's why you need Jeff, the bee removal guy. He's a professor. Look, he knows.
Text your guy, Jeff, and see if he'll come out to Medina. Say, hey, will you go out to Kenny's place?
I just sent you his number. You text him. And I guarantee you there's somebody else in Medina that does the same thing that he does. You want to get rid of him, you got to get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is the queen.
I must kill the queen.
Got to get the queen.
That's it. Okay. You sent me his number. I'll text him later to see if he does road
trip. He's a professor.
He's a professor.
He's a conductor.
Yes. Yeah, very good. All right, so that was my weekend, finding out I got a bee's nest in the handle of my garbage can.
So that was your weekend. You heard about my weekend. How about we do if you missed it right here?
Let's find out what we missed.
Right.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Seattle Mariners reliever Hector Santiago ejected from Sunday's game against the White Sox. Umpires pulled him aside for a foreign substance check.
Really?
They took his glove. They took his mitt. You don't take a guy's glove, Charlie. They took his mitt and put it in a baggie like he was on one of those
crime scenes, CSI. Yeah, they sent it to the lab, man. They're going to have that baby dissected and broken down with all the DNA and all that crap.
They're going to keep an eye on this. See if he gets suspended for 10 days. Probably a pretty hefty fine, too, if he was using something. But we're going to keep an eye on that. Sorry, Hector Santiago.
Wow. Cheater. Allegedly.
If you missed it, the Bucks took two from Atlanta. They now lead the Eastern Finals 2-1. Trae Young having an MRI on that ankle that he busted up, stepping on an official.
Yeah, late in the game yesterday, they blew a 15-point lead at home, the Hawks, and Trae Young was making a move on the sideline right in front of their bench, and he stepped back, stepped out of bounds, and stepped on the ankle of the official and twisted his own ankle.
Phoenix Suns look to eliminate the Clippers tonight. 9 o'clock, it's on ESPN, though.
Yeah, I'll still watch the fourth quarter
TNT's
at least tonight.
Better.
I know, but I'll watch the fourth. I won't watch the first three quarters. I'll check the score online and then see if it's close and watch the fourth quarter.
One more in basketball news. If you missed it, 44-year-old Chauncey Billups, he's been hired by the Portland Trailblazers. He inked a 5-year deal and will become the 15th head coach in franchise history.
So C.J. McCollum gets a new head coach. Now let's see if C.J. stays with the Trailblazers over the summer.
They're talking about Dame maybe getting out of there, too. Wasn't Chauncey Billups in line to do something with the Cavaliers a couple of years
front
ago?
Front office, yeah, because he was with the Pistons, and Dan Gilbert's from Michigan. He likes that connection. They offered him the job. He wisely said no.
I think he wanted to be a head coach, and that's why.
Maybe.
If you missed it, you've got some soccer news. I don't follow this crap. Go ahead.
Dude, I watched soccer over the weekend. I watched Belgium and Portugal in a classic matchup between two of the powers. You had Lukaku against Ronaldo as the big singular matchup in that game. Belgium wins that one 1-0 over Portugal to advance to the UEFA Euro Cup quarterfinals. And the Czech Republic beat the Netherlands 2-0. And today, I think it just went final. Let me see here, JT.
Boy. I can't wait.
High-scoring affair between Spain and Croatia. Brian, cue it up. Spain wins it 5-3.
Levanta cabeza. Mete centro al área. Goal!
Oh, boy.
Wait for it.
I don't have a choice. Jeez. Come on, man. Jeez.
Gracias!
If that would have been any longer, that would have been like one of those alerts you get on your radio when there's a tornado coming.
Exactly. 18 seconds worth of a goal call there as Spain beats Croatia 5-3 today. France is playing right now. Who are they losing
to? Nobody cares,
Kenny.
They're
losing to Switzerland.
Kenny, nobody cares.
Ratings are up 23%.
Stop it. What's that Lou guy's name you said?
Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah, I thought you said Lou Gevasis. We got in trouble one time when we stole the hose from the Rankin's house when we were playing basketball over there at the park. Game one Stanley Cup Finals tonight,
yes.
8 p.m. from Tampa. Defending champs host the Montreal Canadiens. Go Habs, go for my cousins up there. Tampa Bay is favored to repeat at minus 260. Montreal plus 220. That's a good bet.
Yes.
I would bet on the Montreal Canadiens.
And some dude bet $45 on them to win it before the playoffs started, and he's looking to cash in, I think, on like $48,000 if Montreal wins it on a $45 bet.
If you missed it, part one, Brian, please tell me you have some Kiss music queued up. Nice. Here we go. Kistery. The biography, part one, last night on A&E. Phenomenal. Part two airs this evening, 9 p.m., A&E. Kiss music. Come on, hit it. Woo! Gene Simmons, real name, is Chaim Vitz. He might play soccer. Chaim Vitz.
Chaim Vitz?
Paul Stanley's real name, Stanley Burt Eisen. A couple of Jewish guys. Ended up with the biggest rock and roll band on the planet. Kiss.
What is that, velvet? That's beautiful. If a man wants to change his name to Gene Simmons, he has the right.
Hear you calling, and I like to hear you say, me and the boys and them.
You know what? Eddie, you better be careful. You don't own the rights to that song. You could get fined. These guys are powerful.
Dude, I love the name of it, Kistery. Well played.
If you missed it, how many days since OSU lost to that team up north in football?
Dude, we are over like 3,000 days, man. How about this? Pulling it up right now, it has been 3,501 days since Michigan's last win over Ohio State in football. So something to definitely celebrate with those urination-stained helmets up north.
If we don't lose pretty soon, Andy Logan's going to have to buy a new clock.
Oh, boy.
If you missed it, disaster in the Poconos at NASCAR over the weekend. I think they ran Saturday and Sunday.
Boogity, okay. Boogity, boogity.
Kyle Busch won on Sunday, but guess who came in second?
No, Cole. Did Cole Custer come in second?
Why would Cole Custer be in second when he could run 24th? Kyle
Busch, Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby came in
Kyle
second.
Kyle Busch followed by Kyle Larson. I can't make
the
that
Kyles.
Up.
The Kyles. Okay. How, where'd our guy finish?
I just told you, 24th.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
So if you missed it, here are the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup standings.
Oh, nice.
Denny Hamlin. He ran out of gas Sunday, but he's good enough to be at number one. How do you run out of gas?
And you're still number one. Who was in charge of that?
I don't know. Kyle Larson is number two. William Byron is three. Number four, Joey Logano. Number five, Kyle Busch. Number six, Chase Elliott. Number seven, this might be my new favorite guy. Huh. And then I can black cat him back into the 20s. Martin Truex Jr.
You love Jr., man.
Love saying that name. Ryan Blaney at number eight. Number nine, Kevin Harvick. Number 10, Brad Keselowski. And at number 28, bringing up the rear, Cole Custer.
Always remember, you ain't first, you're last.
There are 61 race car drivers that are ranked.
Okay, all right.
Custer, good enough. Cole Custer, I almost called him Kyle. Yeah, I think I did call him Kyle. You know what? If he changed his name to Kyle, he might be in the top 10. He's at number 28.
Oh, gosh.
Indians at home tonight. What?
My new favorite. I know who my new favorite racer is.
Who could it be?
Mr. Blaney.
Blaney.
I'm rooting for Mr. Blaney now, whoever he is.
He's at number eight, Ryan Blaney.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
And we're going to whoop your ass.
Come at you like a spider monkey. Indians home tonight versus Detroit. Eli Morgan goes for the Tribe. Cleveland only 2.5 games behind the White Sox in the AL Central. We got a little bit of help, even though they didn't play good in Minnesota, and you had a postponement, on Saturday?
Saturday rained out, yeah.
So anyway, you're caught back up to date if you missed it, and more of the Kenny and JT Show coming your way right after this.
All right! It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.